you know, I know that your artwork focuses on, you know, the nature of Alaska. And I do feel like a lot of Alaska artists, that is their main subject. But you take this kind of scientific approach. Can you just explain what that looks like a little bit more?
Sure. So the practice of nature journaling is very interdisciplinary. It combines visual arts, it combines observational science, and also involves usually some degree of writing and mathematical quantification. So I really like it because it really merges the boundary between the idea of being an objective scientist and an aesthetic artist. And my philosophy is that the field of science could benefit from more creativity, and the practice of artwork can be enhanced with more keen and accurate observations and depictions of nature.
And so, yeah, so we know you're an accomplished artist. You know, you do commission work, you do workshops, but I'm really interested in your interpretive signs. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and how you got involved in that work?
I'd say I made my breakthrough with interpretive signs through a project based out of Seldovia. It was a community grant that was part of the Marine Highway or Scenic Byways system. So I collaborated with a bunch of amazing scientists, graphic designers, other artists, woodworkers, writers, and we, you know, took a look at the natural environment, which we were very familiar with, and we thought, what could both visitors and locals stand to learn from this particular place if they happen to be here? So we broke that down into a bunch of different themes and decided what we wanted to represent scientifically and then how we wanted to create visuals that conveyed that information. So we produced several dozen signs that are on the trails in Seldovia, and they're very place-based. So they're very unique to that specific area. You couldn't really put them anywhere else and have them work as well. And probably my favorite of those signs interprets the intertidal zone there. And I worked with a couple of geologists, and they generated basically a beach profile cross-section where they dug, you know, cores out of the sediment and used their background in geology to create this proportionally accurate cross-section kind of diagram. And I went over that with pen and made it look really artistic. And we broke down the different tidal zones and their elevations. And then we put different symbols for various animals that you would find at different tide levels. And the neat thing about it was it is that beach specifically. And if you look at the sign, you can actually look out at the water and estimate how high the tide is and then see what types of animals you might be able to find during that particular tide height.
We know that you're going to be doing workshops with adults in Wrangell as well as the kids in the school. Go ahead and just start off telling me what you're going to do with the kids at school.
Mm-hmm. So as a teaching artist in the schools, depending on where I visit, I'll kind of design my curriculum that will fit that environment and that season. So coming to Wrangell, I really hope to get kids practicing keeping a nature journal and observing their direct environment, the seasonal changes, the species they find, and what kind of inspires them or fires them up about their home. So I'll be working with all grade levels, K through 12, and we will both learn some technical drawing skills and some expressive art skills, as well as a lot of the objective observation techniques that scientists use when they go into the field. So I want kids to recognize that they have the ability to make scientific discoveries on their own. I want them to learn to ask questions for themselves and to explore their natural landscape with wonder and curiosity. So, and the adult workshop will basically fall under the same theme. So I have to say adults are usually a lot more intimidated to try drawing. And a lot of adults have kind of shut themselves off from the arts at some point in their life. So my hope would be that through the practice of keeping a field journal, which is a very low pressure art form, you don't even have to show it to anybody. You can focus more on the note taking and the writing if that's what you're comfortable with. But it's an introduction to using art as a tool to enhance your perception of your natural surroundings, to be a keener naturalist, basically. If you're a birder, a field journal that includes drawings and other, you know, media forms is going to be a lot more useful for you in your quest for exploration than just, say, keeping a list of the species that you've seen.
I like how you say that adults are maybe intimidated from even just simply drawing in a personal journal. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say for anybody who says, oh, I'm not an artist or I'm no good at that, come give it a shot. And I have a lot of tips and techniques that are kind of hacks towards a quicker way towards a more satisfactory product. So there are actually a lot of techniques, many of them I've learned recently, for accelerating that learning process and coming away with something that surprises you in terms of the quality.